Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of our day. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Steve Martin is our guest. Steve is president of Business Solutions. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Creating a Cost-Effective Organization. He is our Brain Trust Profit Pro. He knows more about creating a profit than anybody that I've ever known. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Steve Martin, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Steve. And one of the things you want to talk about today, I know, is the importance of making decisions.
Absolutely. Our business is run on decisions. Managers, business owners, they're decision makers. We make dozens, if not hundreds, of decisions every day. And you know what? Those decisions may have a little bit of impact on our profitability, not only for today, but tomorrow and even the long term.
You know, Steve, one of my mentors used to tell me, make lots of decisions. He said, make lots of decisions, and if you know what you're doing, you will make most of them correctly.
Yeah, that's the predicate there is if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but it's a numbers game. Decisions are a numbers game. It's sort of like selling, isn't it? I mean, you're not going to make all of them right. You just got to try to make most of them right.
Well, that's right. You do have to try and get a good batting record here. If your batting record is bad, then obviously you're in trouble. You're not going to be the winning team.
Haven't you seen people, though, who were in business who couldn't make a decision? They were just inertia personified?
Absolutely. I've seen people hiding inside larger organizations that were very, very poor decision makers.
That's where you typically find people who won't make decisions, because they can sort of, as you say, they can run and hide on people.
That's right. And I've seen other people purposely or not on purpose avoid promotion into management because they had struggled so much with making decisions.
Well, one thing about small business owners, I don't think you'll last too long especially if you're starting a business. Now, maybe you can inherit one or buy one or something like that. It's already going and run it for a while if you're not a prolific decision maker. But I don't think you're going to be able to start one and keep it going for very long if you're not, do you?
No, you certainly aren't. Because if you don't make decisions, what happens is that the decisions are going to get made by default. You know, events are going to happen. They're just going to overtake the circumstance. And if things are going really, really well in your business and around you, that may get you by for a while. But if things change, another direction, different competitor, different products, different customer taste, something like that, the inertia might head you into a wall or into the ditch when the business is heading off in an entirely different direction.
Right.
So you have to be purposeful about your decisions.
Well, do you think that sometimes people try to make too big a deal out of a decision rather than just making it moving on?
That's entirely possible. Because you find some people that'll it's the old analysis by paralysis by analysis thing. They just sweat over every little detail. The real key is you have to know where your business is going and where it needs to be going. And, you know, that says you should have a business plan. But how many times have you suggested a business plan to a company and found them not following it?
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of times, unfortunately.
Yeah. So at the very least, you have to have some guiding principles, some guiding objectives in terms of what you're doing, and then make your decisions in the context of those basic guiding principles.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's important to write those principles down, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the more you write them down, the more it begins to look like a business plan.
Right, exactly. You know, one of the things that I'd like to focus on the decision-making thing a little bit more. one of the things that I learned a long time ago, and I think I've been giving Thomas Edison credit for this. I think this may be a paraphrasing of something he said once, and that is that failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes.
And if you know you have a big event, a big decision to make, and it's got to be made, you know, next week or next month or next year, and you put it off and you wait to make that big decision, you know, that's going to probably be a mistake. Whereas if you make lots of little decisions between now and then, sort of leading up to that, and hopefully finding out what works and what doesn't work before you have to make the big decision, I think that's one of the things that people get into trouble on, is they don't realize that they need to make lots of little decisions. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Steve Martin right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back.
Silver horses run down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. And ladies and gentlemen, about 7 years ago this week, I made a new friend. It's becoming a good friend. And Steve Martin joined us along with his wife, Catherine. They were talking about some other issues in those days, and we've migrated over to some things that Steve and I have had a lot of fun with over the last 7 years. Steve Martin, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, Jim.
Well,
seven great years.
It's been, it seems like only yesterday, but it probably seems like a lifetime ago for you.
It seems fresh, Jim.
Well, good. I'm glad. Well, you've been with us many times as any of our Brain Trust members have over the years. And I was talking to the audience earlier about the Brain Trust, about how dedicated they are to what we do and to helping small business owners, whether they have anything to sell or not. And you're a classic example of that profile of our Brain Trust. And I just want to thank you for always being here for us.
Well, thank you, Jim. I share your commitment to business and love to see people succeed.
Well, I know you do, and you certainly have helped a lot of my Brain Trust members. And folks, I'll encourage you to go back to my website at jbsba.com and listen to some of the past interviews that we've conducted with Steve, including a whole body of work on profitability. Steve, there are dozens of archives there that we've done that are still there for people to use at any time, and I appreciate you helping us make those available. So, folks, I encourage you to do that. Steve, give us your website, please.
Website is www.profitpro.us.
All right. And that's where you can go to find out more about Steve. You can also find out how to buy his book, Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, when we went to the break, I was talking about making lots of decisions and people making sure that they make decisions early and often, not fewer and later. When I was learning how to fly instruments in an airplane, my instructor told me that the key to successful instrument flying is to make lots of little corrections. And he didn't call them decisions, but they really were. But he said, make lots of little corrections. He said, don't wait till you go off your course 5 degrees to make a correction, because then you've got to make a big swing and you'll go through your course and go out 5 degrees on the other side. And that you wind up oscillating and porpoising and all that. He said, make little corrections. If you go off 1 degree, come back 1 degree. If you go off 1 degree the other way, come back a degree. And it should be that way in business too, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. You just make an excellent point that you make many small decisions, even on a major issue. If one of your small decisions is wrong, you have a chance to correct a small situation rather than having to deal with a major one.
Right.
It's just an excellent way to approach things. And if you find one set of or decisions made in one particular direction are working out better for you than another, you have some choice. And choice is a very powerful thing in terms of being able to optimize
But you can't make those choices. You can't make those decisions if you don't have the information.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, Jim, there's one other thing that you have to have in terms of decision-making. Say you've got a big decision coming up and you know you have to make it. You need information in terms of the criteria that you're going to use to make your decision.
All right. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, a criteria is something that you can measure against. Mm-hmm. For example, a criteria is, will it improve profitability? Is it consistent with our ability to invest?
Most of my peers in my industry get 6 turns on their inventory a year.
Is that enough?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is 6 turns enough? Will it meet or exceed 6 turns? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to. A criteria is something that will answer a question like, is it, will it, does it, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get your list of grading points, that's another way to look at criteria.
But don't goals and objectives figure in there too? Because isn't that the course that you plotted for yourself?
That's exactly right. Is this consistent with the course? Is it on course? And how close to course is it? It's like you're flying the plane. You file a flight plan
right
before you take off. Or if you're going point to point, is it on the way between whatever city or airport you're flying
right
from and
mm-hmm
to?
But you've got to file that plan. You've got to develop that plan because, as you and I've talked about before, and as we've talked about with my friend Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
That's exactly right. But if you have to know if you're on a road, even.
Mm-hmm.
So that's critical. And decisions made without criteria may not be the best ones.
And how does all this affect profitability?
If you're not making good decisions, you're not being profitable.
And if you are, it's just dumb luck, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and we know how luck runs.
It doesn't last long. You know, one thing we know about dumb luck is it doesn't last long, does it?
That's right. Yeah, you know, this is business people, not Las Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, give us your website one more time.
www.profitpro.us.
And the book is called Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with our good friend Steve Martin about how to make sure we're making the right decisions. You know, if you're not making decisions, will be made about your business. The question is, are you making them or are they just making themselves? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day,
we're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Steve Martin, is our guest. We're celebrating our 7th anniversary together. Steve is, that makes Steve one of the original members of our Brain Trust, and we really appreciate him. Steve, we're talking about decision-making process, and, you know, one of the things that one of the classic examples of the importance of making decisions is in the area of branding. And I'm just going to use this as an example. We don't have to dwell on it, but one of the things about that I tell small business owners is that you have brands, whether you know it or not, whether you realize it or not, whether you're using them or not. Every small business owner has a brand, just like Coca-Cola, just like Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like Chevrolet. The question is, are you defining and deploying that brand as you want it to be, or are you letting the marketplace define it? And that same kind of attitude is true of the operation of our business, isn't it? We can either make decisions that run our business, or the business will make those decisions for us, and we probably won't like what we get from the business.
That's exactly right, Jim. And, of course, a good question in talking on branding is, if you're going to make a decision, one of the first things you need to ask yourself is, will this enhance my brand? Will this make me look good? Will this be consistent with what my business is supposed to look like?
Right.
And that's an excellent thing to check against. It should be one of the criteria that you use.
Exactly. But now you've developed, you have some what you call decision-making tools that I want you to talk to us about.
Well, the simplest tool, Jim, is to, once you've developed a set of criteria, in other words, the key touchstones, the key touch points that you want to put your decision against, make a short list of those elements. It might be 1, 2, 3, 4, might be a dozen. And then take any opportunity or anything that you're making a decision about, take it against that checklist and say, for example, item number one might be, will this enhance my brand? And it's mm-hmm. either yes or no. And go right down the list and look at how many no's you have or how many yeses you have and see if that gives you a decision that is of high enough quality that you're willing to live with.
Could those decision-making processes have, those decision-making tools, could they have parameters that might be, that revolve around your basic management values, like check it against your ethics, check it against profitability, check it against how this affects your employees, check it against how it affects your customers? Could you have those kinds of things?
Jim, I think those are some of the basics that you have to have in any decision. Is this good for the company? Is this safe? Is it legal? Is it moral? Is it good for our people? Is it consistent with the growth objectives of the business?
Mm-hmm.
Any decision, in fact, every decision that you make and your people make within your company need to touch against those key points, because otherwise you can get yourself into trouble.
So before even if we've got a business that was existing right now, if we haven't before, wouldn't it be a good idea just to sit down and write down what our values are in all those different areas?
Value statement is really important, Jim, because otherwise you have people making decisions on what's good for me as an individual versus what's good for us or
right.
what's good for the company. And you know, look at all of the companies that have failed recently because top management made decisions that was good for them as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
well, and the thing is that, you know, we're talking about profitability. There might be something that you would have an opportunity to do that would make a lot of profit. And they might think, well, Jim and Steve will really be proud of me for making this profit. But if it violates some other area, some other value area, for example, if it wasn't serving your customers, sure, you may be getting short-term profits, but what's it going to do for you long-term?
Well, if Enron had run through that checklist, Jim,
right,
and all the people in the company had run through that checklist.
If they had a checklist.
Yeah, if they'd done the moral, is this right, and so on and so forth checklist, yeah. It would have been a different situation. They might not have shot into the stratosphere, but they certainly wouldn't have crashed and burned as the way they did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to say this because there are some great success stories where they took off like a rocket and sustained it, but you had to watch some of those companies. You had to say, you know what, there's something wrong with that. Enron, WorldCom, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And when they ran their checklist, they were looking at the short term,
right,
what's good for me, rather than working against the criteria of long term.
Well said, Steve. Thank you for helping us make better decisions today and make more of them, too. Good job, Steve. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to it.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.